This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea, 855-993-7569. Well, we've got a Monday holiday coming up next week, which means that a lot of people are going to have a long weekend. Ooh. So that'll be good. A lot of family reunions, including mine, planned. my mom lives in Denver, and so everybody's going to convene there for the weekend, which is kind of, everybody's kind of whining about it a little bit, not only because of there, I have a brother and sister who live there, which means that four of us don't. It's not even that, it turns out that my mother's birthday is the same day every year and is often over the holiday weekend. And it turns out that the week before and the week after, you can go to Denver for literally half of what all of us are paying to go for mom's birthday. But trying to convince our mom that her birthday is a different day. The thing is, we could probably convince her, but one of us would sort of turn counter-revolutionary and say, you know, they're only doing it for the money, so I don't know. So we're all going out there. If family reunions are your cup of tea and you want to call and chat about it, or if there's a family member that you're a bit concerned about, you want to call and do that, that's whatever it is that's on your mind. Today is Insurance Awareness Day, which is actually sort of an interesting thing. I did some work a number of years ago for State Farm around life insurance, because it turns out that only 20% of the country has life insurance with small children. If you don't have small children, there may be less reason to do it. But there are terrible stories of people who have perfectly good lifestyles but have only one primary wage earner or the primary, and something happens, and either the other person just can't make as much money, or someone has to take care of the kids. It's a real issue, and nobody likes to think about not being here, but what most of us want to do is make sure that our love and our affection for people continues after our bodily remains don't. And one of the ways of doing that is insurance. And it's amazing that most people do not have insurance. And as I said, I was dealing with the fallout of people who had lost a family member and the disasters that occurred. So it's something to think about. And I'm perfectly willing to to encourage you to think about it. It's International Body Piercing Day. I don't know what a national body piercing day would be, I guess just this country. And International Body Piercing Day. I don't know if that's being part of the EU anymore or not. That was a joke. It's Paul Bunyan Day. We can talk about that. Paul Bunyan and his Blue Ox Babe. Hopefully I got that one right. Yesterday I confused Route 66 and 77 Sunset Strip. Look, they're both multiples of 11. An honest mistake. It's also National Cap Lock Day, which people who know me and get my emails are going to say that I made it up, because my access code requires capitalization on some things. So quite often I just leave it on, and when I'm doing emails, I use all caps, and people have explained to me that that's like yelling. No, it's just like being lazy. Because, to be quite honest, when I usually send emails, and in fact when I write, I don't use caps. I use all smalls. My signature is small letters as well. But it is International Cap Day. It's also National Dow Day, right? Now, do you know what that is? That there is a Pi Day, 3.14159. And there is this dude whose name is Bob Pelle. He argued that pi is the wrong choice of a circle constant. he proposed using an alternative constant equal to 2 pi, or 6.283, to represent one turn, so that 90 degrees is equal to a quarter turn rather than the seemingly arbitrary 1/2 pi. You have to be a math nerd to appreciate this, but there's a part of me that is. 2 years ago on this very day, Michael Hartle published the Tau Manifesto, echoing the good points made by Palais and building on them by calling this one-turn constant, Tau, as an alternative to pi. Tau is defined as the ratio of a circle's circumference to its radius, not its diameter, and is equal to 2 pi. Now, don't you feel all better about that? I'm hearing a vast silence from everybody. Nobody cares, huh?
I do. I celebrate Pi Day all the time.
Do you celebrate, well,
like,
you celebrate
by eating
Tao
tons
Day?
Of pie.
Fighting pie. Yeah, no, different
no,
one.
I actually all did right. go to a pie party, and I remember this exact topic coming up, and
yeah.
Everybody being like, you know, this holiday could be better.
Yeah, right.
Times
well,
two,
but you,
right?
Yeah, you can eat two pies.
I'm all in favor. I want my peach cobbler pie doubled.
There you go. So there you go. So everybody today can go to your local bakery and say it's National Tau Day, and you want two pies. For the price of one, I think you should also say. I don't know how you're going to get away with the price of one, but definitely two pies.
What would the cost be? Like 3.28?
Times two.
Yeah.
3.14159. 6.28.
Yep. No, I said three. I meant six. I promise.
Yeah, you. Well, no. You know, that's like my explaining to my physics teacher when I flunked the exam that I got it all right except the decimal point. No, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
All right. On this day in history, having very little to do with pi or Tau, in 1461, Edward IV was crowned King of England. On this day in 1519, Charles V was elected Emperor of the Holy Roman Empire. So it's a big deal if you're going to be Emperor or King. On this day in 1635, Guadeloupe becomes a French colony. In 1776, Thomas Hickey was a private and a bodyguard to George Washington, and he was hanged for mutiny and sedition. I didn't know that. Did you know that? That's kind of scary. Your bodyguard is hanged for sedition. I wonder what he tried. Should we find out what he tried to do? I don't know. Let's see what. Have you ever heard of Thomas Hickey?
I never have, and
he was the first person executed for treason. He was born in Ireland. He came to America as a soldier in the British Army, and fought as a personal assistant to Major General William Johnson in the Seven Years' War, but deserted to the other side. Well, that gives you a little bit of a clue. When the Revolution broke out, he became part of the lifeguard which protected Washington, his staff. He was jailed for passing counterfeit money in New York, tried and executed for mutiny and sedition, and may have been involved in an assassination plot against George Washington in 1776.
Interesting.
I didn't even know there was an assassination plot against George Washington in 1776.
Well, today I learned.
There you go, everyone. So that whole issue. See, we think all of our problems are sort of brand new, and almost none of them are. On this day in 1894, Labor Day became an official U.S. holiday. And I don't know about you, but I'm always confusing Memorial Day and Labor Day. But no worries. We have a while to sort them out. On this day in 1902, the Spooner Act authorized Teddy Roosevelt to acquire from Colombia the Panama Canal. That, if you've ever been to Panama, it's a very interesting place because they're not necessarily crazy about being a protector of the United States. Hong Kong, it looks like, wants to go back to being British. The world is changing. And I think the British situation is really just part of that kind of groundswell of people being dissatisfied with what things are going. This is a really interesting day in history because in 1914, I remember this from history, Archduke Ferdinand and his wife were assassinated in Sarajevo. The cause of World War One, supposedly. I mean, nobody, but I remember that. On this day in 1919, the Treaty of Versailles was signed, ending the state of war between Germany and the Allies of World War One. I'll tell you my Versailles story when we come back. So this is a big day, nationalistic. I'm not sure why. Maybe because the summer's coming on. I don't know. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do. Even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Tracy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How may I help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. I have a question for you, and that is, I was curious if I would be overreacting if my son got pulled down to the office for an altercation with another boy who has kind of been a bully. And my question then is, this has happened, it's been documented, they've been down to the office. And if it happens again, would I be overreacting to say we're ready to file, like, charges against the the other child if he even touches my child.
Right, well, before I answer the question, let me get a little more data. How old is your son?
He just finished eighth grade. So he's
so that means he's 12?
Yeah. Well, he's older. He's 15.
15?
Yes.
He's
going to finish freshman year next year.
So has he had, why is he, did he start school late? Did he skip a grade? Did he fail a grade?
We decided to hold, and in our state, I forget the age, but he has a May birthday, and I think the cutoff was August. We decided to wait. So he's actually only a year older than the other kids in his class. There's a few other students like that, too, that we just decided to wait for him. And so we didn't let him go to kindergarten until a year later. So he's never been held back or anything like that.
Okay. Does he have sibs? Do you have other children?
We have one younger. He has one younger brother that's about 6.5 years younger.
Okay. Same mom and dad?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me about the other kid. Tell me about the bully.
The other kid is that he is in our state. He has an emotional handicap label, and so he goes around bragging that he can't get in trouble. And so when he does get in trouble, he gets to go to the principal's office, and they have an iPad there or something for him to play games on. And so he kind of goes around kind of picking a fight. And so he's done this a couple different times. And so one time this year, my son ended up in the principal's office. Well, they kind of he just basically got kicked out of class, so he got an F that day.
Right. So what did the other kid do that and then what did your son do in response?
The instance that led him to the office was the kid came in and my son was sitting down at the desk. The kid came in and was standing up, and there was a book that was knocked off on the floor, and he kept ordering my son to pick it up.
So the kid knocked your son's book on the floor?
It wasn't my son's book, but it was like his book, I guess. It got on the desk and slid off on the floor. And so then the kid was ordering.
Did your son have anything to do with the book being on the floor?
No, he didn't.
Okay. So the other kid says, pick it up. And your son said, no. Then what happened?
Well, the kid is, we've known this kid since second grade. They were in Cub Scouts together, so he just was very persistent. And my son was trying to have a conversation with somebody else, and it tried to ignore him, and he kept persisting. So finally, my son kicked the book. But when he kicked the book, then the kid in question here went around and put him in a headlock, and so then they were both sent to the office. And so my fear is that when it gets into high school, this may happen again. And I loved your advice the other day, by the way, about standing up for yourself. And sometimes if somebody gets physical, I try always not to say don't get physical, but I made me feel better about the situation if I have to go to the office next time. And he is suspended from school when he gets into high school. So my point is that.
All right. So wait a minute. Before we go to high school.
Okay.
What was your son's take on this? What did your son say about it?
There was an earlier incident in the year where the kid stabbed a pencil in his leg, and my son shared that with me. And he didn't want to tell me about it, but I saw the black mark in his leg. And my son's stance is he doesn't want to get anybody else in trouble. He doesn't want to be known as the tattletale. He doesn't want to be known as...
Okay, how did your son feel about kicking the book? Did he view that as a positive thing, a negative thing?
Well, I supported him, so I think...
No, we're not asking your opinion. I'm asking your son's opinion.
Well, what happened was that he went to the principal's office.
No, I got that, but Listen, Tracy, what I'm trying to do is... It's kind of lead you down a path rather than telling you something. If you said to your son, okay, here's what I'm planning to do. The next time, should this ever happen again, that what I'm going to do is go to the police and get an order of protection. How do you feel about that? Your son, I'm sure, is going to say, don't do it.
Right, exactly.
All right, so we have to consider a number of different things here. as a mom, I know you're protective. You want everything to be okay with your son. But the worst that happened here was that they both got sent to the principal's office. Your son presumably could have continued to ignore the bully and nothing would have happened. I don't know where the teacher was in all this. And presumably in high school, who knows what's going to happen in high school? It's going to be a whole new situation, and both of them are going to be freshmen in high school rather than the top, the top of the food chain. They're going to be the bottom of the food chain. So number one, your son would be appalled because it will not be a secret. Everybody will say, gee, do you have to have your mom fight your battles? Or, gee, if I touch you, are the police going to come and arrest me? So not a very good idea from your son's point of view. Second of all, from your point of view, even though it's irritating and he got it, how does your son do in school in general?
Well, when he has situations like this that happen, his grades go way down. Like he can be totally ready for a test. And if somebody says something that's very negative to him, then it's possible for him to fail that test. Other times.
Right. Well, your son very well may need a therapist, not because of this guy, but because your son your son maybe being a year older, is your son little or big?
He's big, yeah.
Well, what would have happened, just out of curiosity, if your son, when this kid came by with the book, stood up and said, look, I'm not going to pick up the book. It's your book. But, do we really, why don't you pick up the book and then let's go out and play baseball? I mean, what do you think would have happened? Ask your son what would have happened. See, this goes along with, as you know, my theory about bullies, which is everybody wants attention. If they can't get it for positive, they'll do it for negative. And bullies tend to pick the kid that they think is least likely to fight back. And the problem about your approach is that this will cement your son's notion that he is a born victim and that he can't fight his own battles and that mom needs to fight them or the police need to fight him or the school needs to fight him. And I'd much rather that your son had either said to the guy of just laughing. And, as I point out, it's almost impossible to bully somebody who's laughing, number one. Number two, to sort of say, hey, listen, I'm bigger than you are. Do you really want to get into this with me? Let me put you on hold. And you think about this for a minute. I'll put you on hold. I'll be back to you in just a second, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Buddy, we're talking with Tracy, whose son... are there other kids who've been bullying your son, or is it just this one kid?
There's been some other smaller... This has been the biggest thing that's happened in his middle school career.
Have you ever asked your son what he wants to do about this?
What he's talking to me about is he's afraid that he might have to fight some time, and that he feels like that might be a possibility, and that kind of scares him.
Why?
Wait.
Don't. I mean, it's an interesting kind of notion. He's obviously flirting with the possibility of fighting back, and he's afraid. What is he afraid of?
Well, that's as far as we got today.
Well, okay, but all right, we need to go back and revisit this. Because he's afraid that he'd win or more likely that he would lose. And I think because, first of all, we send out a different vibe. If your son had the sense that he could fight and not die, then he's going to send out a different vibe. He also views himself as having choices. Instead of either knuckling under this kid or ignore him for long enough or ending up at the principal's office, he views himself as having options. For example, he could stand up to that kid and said, look, I'm bigger than you are, I'm stronger than you are, I'm older than you are. If you don't get this out, I'm going to pop you one. Now, if you're going to do that, you do it when there's a teacher around, so nothing can get very much out of hand. He's very likely going to go to the principal's office, but it's very likely that's not going to happen again. And not only is it not going to happen again, but your son is going to have the sense of, I can take care of myself, which is very different than the sense that if this happens again, you know, I'm going to be in the principal's office, mom's going to call the cops. So what I would do is go home when he gets home from school today, or he's probably not in school today, to say to him, you know, it was interesting, we were talking about you being afraid of fighting. What is it you're afraid of? Are you afraid of winning? Are you afraid of losing? And maybe what he does, you and Dad together?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Maybe one of the things that you do is this, you know, over the vacation, that we take a boxing lesson, or that he says to this kid, okay, look, I'm, you know, you've been doing this. What I want to do is I want to challenge you to a boxing match. You know, at my gym, we'll go on Saturday, we'll both put gloves on. And, I mean, he doesn't even, the other kid very likely won't do it. But the idea that your son views himself less as a victim, that he has options here. And I think that's really what you want him to have. He will also send out a completely different vibe. That when what the bully understands, because bullies, as I said, are basically insecure people who feel nobody likes them. You know, he's never going to be chosen for a team, that he's already labeled as emotionally disadvantaged, whatever. So he figures nobody's going to like him anyway. He doesn't really want to be ignored. So what he'll do is he'll just be as obnoxious so he at least feels like he exists. So by your son sending out a vibe that either says, I'm not going to do this, you know, we're not going to play this game anymore, or let's go do something together. Let's go, you know, I just got a new iPad. Do you want to go play a game? You know, instead of going to the principal's office, you know, I have a new Game Boy or whatever. Do you want to come over to my house? Or, you know, today is National Tau Day. Let's go get a pie or whatever. So that your son views himself as having options, because if he doesn't, high school, not only high school, but life is going to be just one more time of your son viewing himself as a victim. So go back and talk with him about, say, you know, I was thinking about what you said about Jonathan being afraid to fight. Tell me about what you're afraid of, and don't lead him. And he may say, well, I don't know, or I don't remember. Say, no, come on, let's talk about this. I'm really interested in it, because then we can talk about what your options are here. And if you need to, either you can have him call me tomorrow, you can call me tomorrow. But let's let go of the notion that your son needs protection from the police. Because I think, I mean, even your gut said, that may be an overreaction. We're talking about kids here. And what we know is that the kids who are bullied are the ones who tend to have eruptive, violent responses later in life. We don't want that for your son. So we need to help him understand he doesn't have to be a victim. Here are your choices. You can befriend this kid. You can ignore this kid, which is ignoring is a lot easier to say than to do, because what bullies do is they'll just escalate. Laughing works better because it's at least an assertive act rather than a cringing act. Or it may be that he needs to say, okay, I'll meet you outside at recess. I'm going to punch your nose. Mm-hmm. But talk to your son about it first, and let's be guided by that, okay?
Okay. All right. Thanks. Thanks for the advice. Appreciate it.
Sure. I'm here. 855-993-7569. Katrina, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How might I help?
Hi. I am 69. My sisters are in their 50s and 60s. And after our mom passed away, we decided in order to stay in touch, because one's in Toronto, one's in Niagara Falls, and I'm here in Georgia, we decided once a year we'd have a sister weekend.
Great.
And every year we go to a different city, and we choose what we want to do, and we research where we want to go, and we just have the best time. Last year we found letters from my dad, World War II, addressed to my mom, and we read them out one afternoon, and we just had a great time. I just came back from Nashville seeing them for 4 days. And it's just a nice way to honor our mom, and it keeps us together.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
So that's your version of your family reunion, which really works very well, huh?
It is, yeah, because our parents are gone, so this is the way the three of us stay together.
I think that's great.
Yeah, and I certainly recommend it. I wish we had done it years before, you know. We always.
How long have you been doing it?
Mom's birthday. So.
on Mom's birthday?
Yeah, like she passed away, but this would be the way to honor her. Yeah.
So how many years have you been doing it?
We just finished our fifth year.
Terrific. And whose idea was it?
I think it was my husband's, actually. I had said, gosh, I've got to get together with the girls. And he said, you know, you talk about it, just do it. Pick up the phone. And so I did.
That's great. Well, good for him, good for you, good for them. It sounds great. So where are we going next year?
Either Halifax, Nova Scotia, or Naples, Florida. But
wow. Different parts of the country, but a lot of fun.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Both
are great.
Do that.
Yeah. Well, good for you. It's a great model. And I think being on neutral turf never hurts, because that way nobody has to host. And so where'd you find the letters from your mom?
My sister had them after Mom passed away. She was kind of the keeper of the letters and the photos, and she distributes them out. And
well, that's nice.
She came across these letters from Dad. He was in the British Army, World War II. So the letters are from 1940 to 1946.
That's great.
Yeah.
Terrific. Well, in fact, on this day, Germany started its offensive against the Soviet Union, codenamed Case Blue, because Nazi Germany was smart enough to remember that winters in Moscow were not pleasant, but that's what finally defeated them,
mm-hmm.
is Soviet winters. Well, great. I love the idea. I love the Sisters Weekend, and I love the letters. So thank you very much for calling up and sharing. So for those of you, technically you don't actually have to wait for parents to be deceased.
No, I wish we had done it before, but
yeah,
we didn't
yeah.
at the time. So.
I think it's terrific. Have fun. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Katrina. Yeah, a different kind of family reunion. Maybe, I wonder if the guys get together and do stuff as well, the husbands, the outlaws. Who knows? 855-993-7569. You can tell this is, I guess, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just the weather that we get kings and we get battles launched. This also was a day in Japan that sarin gas was released. Remember that in 1994? Seven people were killed and 660 injured, and it's certainly one of the reasons that we've got all those National Guard guys with machine guns in the subways, and they can check backpacks. Both the Constitution of Estonia and the Constitution of the Ukraine were signed today, one in 1996, one in 1992. I promise to tell you my Versailles story, which is, and it seems vaguely appropriate talking about 8th grade. When I was in 8th grade, Mr. Mason was my homeroom teacher, and we had to give reports, and mine was about the Treaty of Versailles. But I'd seen Versailles spelled, but I'd never heard it pronounced. I'd never heard anybody say it. So I talked about the Treaty of Versailles. And Mr. Mason, who is kind of a cool guy, maybe not the world's best psychologist, said it's pronounced Versailles, which is probably not, you know, I mean, it certainly needs to be corrected. But I, being kind of a 12-year-old snot, said, oh, well, whatever, long before people said that. And he said, he laid me out in lavender. He said, people died for that. You know, how dare you be disrespectful? So I now know how to pronounce Versailles. For those of you who are not sure, it's V-E-R-S-A-I-L-L-E-S. And it's pronounced Versailles. And this is also the day in 1997 that Mike Tyson bit a piece of Evander Holyfield's ear off. I'll tell you my Mike Tyson story when we return as well. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC
PVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
America, what will it take for you to finally recognize that we're facing a major financial problem today? How high does our debt have to go? How far do stock prices have to fall? How many more times must Congress raise the debt ceiling? How many more trillions does the Fed need to print out of thin air? How much bigger must the wealth gap between rich and poor get? How much longer does the Fed need to manipulate interest rates? Wake up, America. The facts are simple. We can't afford our debts, and we can't stop printing or borrowing money. So, we're going to see a massive monetary crisis like nothing in history. Don't believe government officials or mainstream media who tell you everything's okay. Get the facts. Go online to www.defendmymoney3.com. Learn how to protect yourself. Go to www.defendmymoney3.com. That's Defend My Money, the number 3.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I have some weird news and some good news. And it's not really weird. It's only one of them is news, so I'm just trying to find some arc to connect two things that are basically not connected, except that I'm interested in both, which means you get to hear about them. The first is, as promised, the Mike Tyson story. And Mike Tyson was at my gym one day, and he's much shorter than I expected him to be. He's not very tall. He's broad, and he had on a white shorts and a red very tight t-shirt. It was quite obvious that he was a bodybuilder, or at least muscular. And I was doing sit-ups at the time, and so I was over near the weight rack, and he came and he picked up two 20-pound barbells and was doing flies and was grunting. Wah! Wah! And there were a couple of other people in the gym, but nobody was paying him any attention. And I recognized him. Those tattoos, while faded, are pretty distinctive. And nobody paid attention, so he did 10, puts the barbells down and leaves. Comes back about 2 or 3 minutes later, does the same thing again, And he did it three times. And by the third time, I was laughing so hard I couldn't do sit-ups anymore. And I think the whole point was that I'm sure that he could manage better than 20-pound weight, but he just wanted people to say to come over and say, hi, are you Mike Tyson? And I don't know whether other people didn't recognize him or didn't care, whatever. And I suppose if I was a really nice person, I would have said, hi, Mike, how are you doing? But I was laughing, so that's my Mike Tyson. So I think it's very hard to be... I mean, Mike Tyson is really kind of a sad story in a way of a young man who was really, I think, exploited. There was a movie that came out that I think it's called... what's it called? Breaking the Monster, I think, which is about a bunch of kids who were, and they were 12 years old. I think they're from the Bronx. They're from someplace around here, and were in Times Square playing heavy metal. And they're three cute kids. They were 12 years old, and somebody saw them. I think they were a YouTube phenomenon or something, and so they got a manager, and they went to Coachella, and they went to the heavy metal festival in I think it's Toronto, and Sony signed them. And as far as I'm concerned, they should have called it not Breaking a Monster, but which is their hit song, but Making a Monster. Here are these kids who are really from, certainly, they're from the projects. They're from limited circumstances, and they just happened, and when they asked them what they want to do, they don't talk about music. They don't talk about education. They talk about wealth. They talk about the cars they would have, a Lamborghini and a Porsche to match. So the value system, and they're not unique in that, but the value system doesn't offer a huge amount of anchoring to any positive values. As one of the kids said, I'm not a very good singer. I hope to be a good singer. One of the kids said, I'm not a really good bass player, but I would like to be at some point. So they're really feeling like they're pretenders. And I always had that feeling about Mike Tyson. He was a kid who was essentially illiterate. I think these kids are much more sophisticated, much more literate than Mike Tyson, but they're also a generation or so later. And he had enormous publicity. He was married to, remember, Robin Givens at one point, and enormous wealth, and was just, he was really stuck at being this defensive. He had a very squeaky voice and was bullied a lot when he was a kid, and so he learned to box. He learned to protect himself. And once, you know, and I had the sense when he was in the gym of here's somebody who really needs the spotlight to feel that he exists. And what a terrible way to grow up, because spotlights change around a lot. And I felt this terrible sadness watching this documentary about these kids of, man, you know, I hope somebody gets him an education, because being 12-year-old boy wonders, it won't last for very long. And even if they turn out to be great musicians, I'm not sure how much of a market there is for heavy metal these days. But I don't know. I just if you're ever going to be famous, I think you want it to be later in your life, not earlier in your life. Okay, so that's the bad news. The good news is this story that Tom found, which I think is terrific for everybody who's decrying the internet these days. It was invented by a 19-year-old, and it's called a Do Not Pay, Appeals Parking Fines. In 21 months, they've appealed $4 million worth in the 160,000 parking tickets in London and New York, and they do it for free. So they're showing that... that chatbots really can be useful. It's called the world's first robot lawyer. He's a London-born, and that's probably why Tom likes him, because Tom has dual citizenship, although he was born in the States. He's at Stanford. His name is Joshua Browder. Do Not Pay helps users contest parking tickets in an easy-to-use chat-like interface. It works out whether an appeal is possible, ask you questions as where there were clearly visible parking signs, and guides users through the appeal process. So
I for one, am actually going to try and put Minneapolis on this list for cities, because I've had some bunk parking tickets that I totally could have just gone and contested and didn't, and I'd love a free lawyer. That'd be amazing.
Well, what he says is people getting parking tickets are the most vulnerable in society. They aren't looking to break the law. They're being exploited as a revenue source by the local government.
Yep. On a side note, there was in New Hampshire, they had the parking meter fairies, which were people that were putting change in parking meters. And, I mean, see how upset
they arrested one of them.
Yep. The cities got very upset about it. So, I mean, this is a slap in the face again to them. And not that on this side, what can they do, though? Ha-ha.
Aha. Well, it's unclear whether they're doing any place but London and New York, but they said that the point is that the appeal process is formulaic. So artificial intelligence, all of it, they can just really nail it. So I think it's a great idea.
I agree. I'm
so you're going to try it?
I'm going to see if it helps with Minneapolis. I mean, if it's just set up for London and New York law.
Well, it's who knows? Well, but maybe, and the kid did it. He was a self-taught coder. He got 30 parking tickets at 18. at that point, I would have given up my car. I actually got a parking ticket in Boston once, and I didn't own a car. And, you know, it was an extraordinary kind of thing, but it took a very long time. And once it's on the books, it's on the books, and the fact that you didn't have a car doesn't—you had to prove it. And how do you prove the not case, right? So it was an interesting phenomenon. But his point is that this is exploitive, and so he's making the world safer for democracy. So we love that. I mean,
Josh.
Yeah, exactly. There we go. All right. So as I said, Paul Bunyan Day is apparently always today. So, don't they have Paul Bunyan festivals in Minneapolis?
You know, I'm not sure, but I was reading on the thing that he's either from Michigan or Minnesota, which are the two states that I'm kind of from. So,
Minnesota,
once again,
apparently.
Three accounts from Michigan, two accounts from Minnesota, and some place in Maine, possibly.
And he cleared North and South Dakota for farming. So there you go. All right.
Hail to Bunyan.
Is that the music in the background I'm almost hearing?
That is.
Alrighty, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.